Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I can admit to you guys that I've been in a little bit of a sour mood today. I mean, nothing's wrong. Nothing happened to me, per se. But I was really excited about going to yesterday's Royals game. I called in the favor pretty early. Before I even knew that it was going to be Jack Caglione Day, I just was thinking, it's June. They're playing the Yankees. It's a dollar hot dog. I went with some of my friends who haven't been to a Royals game in quite some time. I was really excited to go to the game. I found out we were doing the show from out there, so it was very convenient. And then everything started coming together. I mean, Noah Cameron was starting. He's been phenomenal so far this season. Max Fried was pitching. He's an all-star. He is in the conversation for the American League Cy Young. It was Jack Caglione Day at the stadium yesterday. And I'm telling you, the stars were out. I saw John Sherman out there. Not just on the Jumbotron. I mean, I saw him. I saw George Brett. I saw Reggie Jackson. Carlton was there. He was doing the dance and everything. They put him on the crown vision in the sixth inning. Patrick Mahomes was there. Patrick Mahomes was in a Kansas City stadium and didn't get the loudest ovation. Jack Caglione did for his first AB. It was one of those nights you just had to be out there at Kauffman Stadium. It was a wonderful night for baseball. I was excited, thrilled, delighted to be there. And then this happened.
In comes the pitch, and there goes the pitch. Deep, deep, deep left field and gone. My goodness. That thing just exploded off his bat.
I hadn't even gotten my first hot dog of the evening yet. I hadn't even got my first ballpark Frank at this moment when I saw Aaron Judge hit an absolute rocket yesterday. This is why I'm a little bit upset. This is why I'm a little bit peeved today. And I imagine some of you are in the same boat. I'm not going to say that I'm a jinx because I don't think it's me. If it's a game that I'm excited about with the Royals, they always lose. Rob, I was at the Big Slick game a couple weeks ago. Guess what they did? They lost. I was at one of the playoff games. Guess what happened? They lost. I was at opening day. Guess what happened? They lost. I went yesterday. Guess what happened? They lost. In fact, I looked it up and I saw it confirmed by my good friends over at Royals Review. Shout out to Royals Review. The last two seasons, the Royals have had 14 games in which at least 30,000 fans have attended the game. They are 4-10 in those 14 games. I mean, the games that really get you excited. The games that get you as a casual fan or you as the person that only goes to 2-3 Royals games a year. Yesterday was one of the games that gets you to buy a ticket. Hey, babe, I want to go out to Kauffman tonight. Hey, let's take the little ones out there. It's going to be a fun atmosphere. Why don't we go out to the Royals game today? Of course, let's go out there. It's a beautiful night for baseball. And then you sit there. You got in your seats. You got off work early so you could go to the game. You know the feeling. And next thing you know, before you even sit down, before you even get your little one a cotton candy, Aaron Judge hit one to the moon.
In comes the pitch, and there goes the pitch. Deep, deep, deep left field and gone. My goodness. That thing just exploded off his bat.
So it makes me a little upset. I'm sorry. This makes me just a little bit, just a teeny tiny bit. It just makes me upset. I'm frustrated. Somebody said, C-Dot, quit going to games. It's the same thing when Patrick Mahomes goes. It's the same thing when anybody goes. That's how it always goes when you get out there. It upsets me a little bit. And then I can't be the only person that this happened to. I know I wasn't the only person this happened to. Rob, they ran out of hot dogs yesterday. I go up to the concession stand. I wait in the line. You know, they got the little automated thing. If you're in the second level, got the little, you know, you walk up there, boop, 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 type it in. guy comes out, makes an announcement. Hey, we're out of hot dogs for the time being. I was confused. I was like, it's the fourth inning. It's dollar hot dog day. How are you not prepared for dollar hot dog day to have enough hot dogs? You should have an abundance of hot dogs, not a shortage. Not yesterday. It ran out. I had to go to a different concession stand. I had to walk to a different part of the park to get my dollar dogs. I was told by somebody that works at Kauffman that the upper level, if you had to go all the way up the spiral, they were sold out of hot dogs by the sixth inning. You're telling me if you were in the 400 section, you got to come all the way down to the first level just to get yourself a hot dog?
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It ain't right, man. I'm serious. It ain't right. I just wanted a better ballpark experience. That's why I'm upset. Yesterday was a really cool game to be at. And anytime that the Royals feel like they have a really cool game to be at, they normally play like how they did yesterday. I mean, that game was over by the third inning. I'm not here to be negative. They got down 5-1, and the Yankees hit two home runs, and one of them was maybe the most impressive home run that I've ever seen in person. When it was 5-1, you and I both know it. The Royals aren't winning today. So now it's time to just enjoy being outside. It's a beautiful night outside. Now it's just time to enjoy the nice air. That's what it's in time to do. Walk around. That's when you start to make a lap. We've all been in that situation at Kauffman where you just out of nowhere just start taking a lap. Like, hey, let's just walk around. You know, maybe you run to somebody you know. Let's just take a lap. That's what it was. That's not what it's supposed to be. Yesterday was supposed to be a special night out at the K. And it was a special night for Aaron Judge. That might have been it. It was not special for anybody else.
Do you know how impressive Judge's homer is where Denny, the minute's hit, goes, and gone. Denny's watched more baseball games in his life than most everyone listening now combined. And you hear the crack, and then Denny's like, it's out of here. It's gone. He even said, wow. He was awestruck by Judge Homer. Like, it stinks for the Royals. They failed to live up to their end of the bargain. We talked about it yesterday. They had a chance to really grab hold of the city and, you know, develop some excitement among the fan base. And they, you know, absolutely fell on their face in that moment. There will be another moment this summer they can grab the fan base, but they missed that one. You know who didn't miss the moment? Aaron Judge. I do not believe for 1 second that home run was only 469. No way. That thing hit the top of the Hall of Fame. Mark Trumbo couldn't hit it that far against BP.
I'm not joking. It was the most impressive home run I've ever seen at Kauffman. I've been to my share of games. It was incredible. The only thing that I would say is remarkably close. Do you remember back in the day the Royals had the truck in the left field, that like Chevrolet truck? This is like the old stadium. This is like probably pre-renovations that they had a truck out there. And I remember Albert Pujols hit one into the truck, and people thought that they were going to pay the, you know, if they hit somebody hits the truck, they give away the truck. And then they were like, oh, no, wait, we meant somebody on the Royals had to do it. Like, wait, hold on. You know, you told me somebody hits the truck. That was the most impressive home run I had seen before yesterday. I also saw Ichiro hit one in the extra innings. He hit one up into the fountains. He hit that one a long way too. But I'm telling you, that Aaron Judge, it was a no-doubter, absolute smoker. I saw him hit yesterday. I'd never seen anything like that before. I was scared. Legitimately scared. You're not supposed to be able to do that. It was impressive. It really was impressive.
Honestly, and this is going to make me sound like a loser, the sound was the most impressive thing. When that bat cracked, I don't know I've heard a sound like that. I've been in some long home runs. I remember Travis Hafner, of all people, hit one when he was with the Cleveland then Indians, and it hit the glass of Rivals, which is now the Blue Moon Bar, whatever it is. He hit one really deep. But just the sound Aaron Judge homer made was like, I didn't know you could do that sort of sound. We talked all day on the show. Hey, man, Aaron Judge really impressive. And you know what he did? A super impressive thing 4 minutes into the game.
Yeah, no, he definitely did. Let's talk about the Royals. Let's talk about Cole Ragans. Cole Ragans has been added to the injured list. This is the third time this season that Cole Ragans is going to miss time with an injury. My feeling on Cole Reagans, I think, is the one that everybody should have. Right now, the only thing that matters, literally the only thing that matters, is getting Cole Reagans right. And I am willing to take however long you think that takes to get to that point. If you think that's a 10-day thing, great. If you think that's a month thing, hey, we're going to shut him down for the next 30 days. We don't want you to throw, and we'll evaluate where you are in 30 days. Great. If you want to have that conversation on August 1st, if you are so worried about it and you think it is in his best interest to shut things down for the remainder of the season and start next season, I am also open to that. Cole Reagans is one of the five most important Royals that they have. If you have visions of this Royals nucleus doing something special in the postseason and making a run and being a team that can compete for a championship, I don't see a scenario they do that doesn't include Cole Reagans. When he's healthy and at his best, and we've seen that at times in a Royals uniform, he is one of the five best pitchers in the American League. He is somebody in a game one going up against a Max Fried you think you can win. He's somebody going up against a Skubal in a game one you think you have a chance of winning. They do not have lasting success if it does not include Cole Reagans. So I'm not going to overreact. I know that he has had two Tommy John surgeries. This feels like a different injury for him. And we will see what that means for the Royals. We'll see what that means for Cole Reagans. But it is obvious that something has been wrong. He's given up four earned runs or more in his last three starts, four of his last five. That's not the Cole Reagans last year that was an all-star. That's not a Cole Reagans last year that was second in the American League in strikeouts and 13th in baseball in ERA. That's not the same Cole Reagans last year that had a 3.14 ERA and was legitimately one of the best pitchers in baseball. You got to get that guy back. You got to establish what your nucleus is, and your nucleus is moving forward. It is Cole Reagans, Noah Cameron, Bobby Witt Jr., Jack Caglione, Vinny Pasquantino. When the Royals, if the Royals have success like we saw in 14 and 15 when they had their core of guys, Cole Reagans is a part of that success. They got to get him back right. They got to get him back healthy.
I think the largest impact this will have, other than on the field, which is beyond of note, as you said, I think one of the largest impacts is how the Royals are going to handle the trade deadline. I have been someone saying the Royals should be trading Michael Lorenzen and be trading Seth Lugo at the deadline to really bolster this lineup, because you're going to have Reagans, you're going to have Noah Cameron, you're going to have Bubich, you're going to have these guys. I was team, if it's an expiring contract, ship them out and try to get something back. If you're J.J. Piccolo, you can't really handle the deadline that way. You're going to now have to look at, do I buy by selling off prospects, or do I stand pat because I can't get rid of the guys in the major league club? You can't sell a Michael Lorenzen now. You can't. The difference between Michael Lorenzen and whatever quadruple A guy that they would bring up is too large. Cole Reagan's impact is going to have ripple effects. And maybe you're right. Maybe because it's a rotator cuff, they ice him down for the end of the year, which would be good for the long term, but bad for the short term. But I don't think it's hyperbolic to say this Cole Reagans thing will have a massive impact on the summer for the Kansas City Royals if it's more than a 15-day. If he's back in 15 days, okay, we may have been a little bit worried, but rotator cuff has me shook early.
Right now, you're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app, the text line, 913-586-7965. If you missed it, Reggie Jackson was at the game yesterday. He actually left his seats to go down and meet Patrick Mahomes. I want to play for you what Mr. October had to say. He could not have spoken more highly about Patrick than he did to TBS yesterday.
You know, I was in the stadium last night, and I'd asked John Sherman, I said, well, where's Patrick sit? He said, well, he's down there sitting next to George. Well, George, I was with George for about six or seven innings, and he left me. But he was down there, and I said, I want to go down and see him, say hello. You know, the great player, great person, great leader. And I like what he represents. He represents unity. You know, not important what community he's from, black or white, and he's both. And I'm just very proud of how he goes about his stature and how he has a wonderful image and what he does for community here. And so he's worthy of a handshake and worthy of a pat on the back saying thanks a lot for what you do.
That was Reggie Jackson, who was at the game yesterday. He was in the suite with John Sherman and George Brett. If you've seen the picture, it was posted on social media. Reggie Jackson left the suites, went down to the crown level just to meet, shake Patrick Mahomes' hand, and take a picture with him. I don't really know if you can show another athlete more respect than we saw Reggie Jackson show Patrick Mahomes yesterday. All right, I asked Rob to do one homework assignment today. You guys don't like Jazz Chisholm, and that's perfectly fine that you guys don't like Jazz Chisholm. I'm not really that much of a fan myself of Jazz Chisholm, but you know what? Sometimes that's good. One of the great things about sports is we don't all need to cheer for the same individual. You might like Caitlin Clark. I might like Angel Reese. Vice versa. Whatever. Sometimes there has to be a hero and a villain for there to be a good story. Jazz Chisholm has decided to be a villain for the Royals, which, I mean, I guess, but you're hitting 214. You ain't really that good to be doing this. I would be trying to mind my own business and focus on myself, but you know what? That is not what Jazz Chisholm is interested in when it comes to the Royals. I'm going to tell you right now, what I want the Royals to do is to hit Jazz Chisholm with the baseball and be ready to squabble up. But the Royals, this Royals team, they don't really seem about that. The 14 and 15 Royals, they wouldn't let Jazz Chisholm be talking the way that he is talking. They would do something about it. But this Royals team, they had an issue earlier in the season with Jonathan India. Nothing happened. It was all kumbaya. Today, they get into a little bit of a scuffle. They get into a little bit of something. And now he's just... He literally last year laughed at the Royals and said they were lucky to score. And then he was asked the same question today. If there's somebody right now that needs to be hit with a curveball in the back, I think it's Jazz Chisholm.
Curveball? Throw a fastball.
Yeah, I mean.
In the back. I'm not calling for the man's
name. No, I mean, I hear what you're saying. Are the Royals ready to fight?
No.
Okay. Well.
This is the third time this year we've had this conversation on the show. Remember.
They're not ready to fight then.
First series of the year, Jonathan Indy got domed. Vern was screaming. When they go to Cleveland, it's time to thump, hit someone. No one got hit. Royals got swept. Then the Cardinals player, I forget who it was, slid into second base, spikes up. HUD on the TV broadcast. HUD, who again, one of the nicest people you'll meet, was heated. HUD was like, that kind of thing can't happen. All right. Here we go. Sunday, Cardinals, Royals. One of your guys got spiked. Drill him. Nope. Now, Jazz Chisholm for the last 6 months been talking spicy about you. He's talking bad about Mikel Garcia. He's talking bad about your city. Plunk him. So show a little fight.
If you're
going to be 34-33, maybe this moment could spark something impressive, but he can't walk around and laugh and make fun of the city in postgame without any repercussion. Isn't this what the unwritten rules are for? This is why we have those fake baseball rules, to plunk people like Jazz Chisholm.
I mean, I agree with you. It doesn't matter if I agree with you. Do they agree with them? And I'm assuming they're going to go out there. They'll probably give Jazz Chisholm a high five, maybe a little, fist bump. One of them might trade jerseys with them. I mean, who knows what's going to happen today? I know you guys don't feel that way about Jazz Chisholm. There aren't a lot of people that get booed when they come to Kauffman Stadium. You guys are pretty nice for the most part. But somebody is going to get booed today, and we know who it's going to be. So I asked Rob to do one thing before we get out of here. I asked Rob to give me the anti-text line team. I asked him to give me his team of the players that you guys hate the most. Your least favorite players. Rob, before we get out of here, take it away.
Carrington, here are my most hated opposing players by Royals fans. I'll go quick here because we're up against the break and we get ready for Vern. Behind the dish, everyone's least favorite catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. He might be on every team's list because he was a very hateable figure. At first base, I have Manny Machado. He was a guy that was looking to fight Yordano Ventura. Now, Yordano Ventura was going to fight everyone, but that Orioles-Royals series really brought out the worst in Manny Machado. At second base, talk about someone from the Yankees who got booed a lot. Robinson Cano is my second baseman. At third base, Josh Donaldson. I know the Royals beat him with the A's and the J's in the postseason, but there's just something very hateable about Josh Donaldson. At shortstop, the aforementioned Jazz Chisholm, who is giggling on the Yes Network about how, they can't score, they got lucky. Remember I said that? He's just all smiles and all happy-go-lucky. He's talking about how he and Freddie are laughing before Jazz Chisholm is the shortstop. In the outfield. This one hurts me because I think he's a great player. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. But he was a terror to the Royals. Torii Hunter. That's mostly because of what he did, not the actual hate.
He did used to smoke the Royals.
It was nonstop.
I love Torii Hunter.
Great player. The other two outfielders are just pure hateability. It's Jose Bautista, who an entire baseball civilization cheered when that man got punched.
So nobody liked him.
And if you got beef with Ryan Lefevre, you got beef with me. Outfielder Milton Bradley.
That man knocked the sonic rings out of Jose Bautista. That man's chained to the 360. He punched him so hard.
My DH, Brett Laurie, and pitching everyone's least favorite pitcher in the history of Royals baseball, perhaps, Madison Bumgarner.
The thing about Jazz Chisholm, and again, I'm all for it. I love a good villain. Just you're not good enough. You're not good enough to be a villain. You're hitting 215. I mean, you're not that good. What's that one meme? You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy. That's Jazz Chisholm. He's not that guy. We'll see what happens tonight. The Royals have scored 3 runs or less in over half of their games so far at Kauffman Stadium, so... Yesterday, they didn't score 3 runs, and now should be the other half. Now, today's a 7-5 win against the New York Yankees. That's what I'm hoping that we get coming up later today. I'm out of here. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. Working on trying to have the mayor of Kansas City join us after this news that the stadium funding bill has been passed by the state of Missouri. We'll see what that means for the Royals and the Chiefs. Until then, we'll catch up with you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Keep it right here. It's 96.5 The Fan.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.